Blog Talk Radio. Take a quick bow on that one. Thank you, Miss Petey.
He come home so lovely, don't you agree?
You know how, thank you. You know how we get down. You know, like we always kick it every week. Tuesday,
that's
the
right.
Best 2 hours of the week. We always bring it
the
to
best.
You. Real talk, real talk.
You better
always
tell it.
That's right.
You better tell it.
What's up, Miss Petey? You hype? What's going on?
I'm good.
All right. We got a great
show tonight.
But
I'm so good. Yeah. Tonight we shine our creative artist spotlight on Brooklyn MC, DJ, producer, iMega. He will call in during our second hour to talk with us about his music and his many talents. And we'll play some of his music as well. So I'm very excited about that coming up at 9 o'clock. But in the meantime and in between time, Black and I are here to entertain you as only we can. With
That's
our
right.
crazy talk, great music, and whatever else our crazy minds come up with. But call us up right now. Shout out your people. Shout us out. Or tell us about a violation you've witnessed. We still want to know also who can guess the number of Henny shots it takes for Miss PD to get a buzz.
And I ain't telling either.
I wonder if anybody's going to get it. So call us up right now. You'll win a PD Radio tote bag if you guess the right number. And the number to call in is 646-478-3599.
That's right.
What you think, Black? Somebody going to hit it on it tonight, you think?
Hey, you know what?
I hope so.
I think they're scared.
You got it?
They're
scared? Don't
we'll
be scared, see. People. Call us up. Guess the number. All you got to do is call up and guess. Just pull a number out your ish.
That's right.
It might win. You never know.
That's right.
So right now, I want to shout out the whole six-man radio team, starting with the boss man, the man who created it all, the man who put us on, Mr. Bad C. Thanks, C, for this great opportunity to be with six-man radio. And his beautiful co-host, Nadine Michelle. She's lovely. She's great. She's the perfect co-hosts for Seed. They balance each other so well. So it was a great show. They're every Saturday from 7:30 to 9:30. And as I said last week, every week they interview hip hop veterans. So you gotta check the show out. It's a great show. That's right.
That's right.
Also a part of the team, we have Jasmine, Cobra, GMS, and Timmy Gunn. So this ain't a game, y'all. We play to win. We have close to 300,000 listeners, so we must be doing something right.
Something right.
You know what I mean? That's right. And we're not bragging. Not at all. Just stating facts. Because we are proud of what we're accomplishing as a unit. So shout out to everyone who tunes in every week and helps spread the love about Six Man Radio and PD Radio. We truly appreciate you. Also, I want to shout out Just Infamous and S Love for always plugging the show and holding us down on their side as well. We appreciate you guys so very, very much. Shout out Lady G, LaVan Collins, Al King, and my girl Danica for always plugging the show and letting the people know about PD Radio. You know, you guys do a great job of helping us promote, so I thank you so very, 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 very. Did I say very? Very, 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 very.
Very, very.
Very, very. Very, what a W. Very.
Hey, just make sure, you know, you guys check the website out, you know, pdradio.site40.net. You know, we got a lot of things going on there, and we definitely want to get
right.
You guys, you know, on our caller wall of fame and all that other good stuff. And we
That's
just got
right.
a lot of big things coming in 2013. So leave a comment.
Oh,
you
yeah.
might get your comment read live on the air. So, you know, we always give it back.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
Just keep it coming,
that's
baby.
Right.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
That's right. You know, and I just want to add that the website was created by my very own co-host, Black. So if you guys are in need of a website, you know, to get your business going, y'all need to hit up Black. You know, he's doing the damn thing.
Yeah, I might be able to make you might be able to make you famous just a little bit. You know,
just
Look
a little
up.
Bit.
Yeah, just a little something.
Little
something.
Bit. Yeah, check out, check out the site, people. You know, it's a great site. Leave us a comment. You know, go back and check out all our past shows. We have some good shows. And, you know, you guys need to go back and check it out. When you're at work, you're sitting at your desk, you're bored, you're getting tired of hearing the same old stuff on that radio, you know, plug in PD Radio. Click on us, and we'll get your day going just right. Because that's how we do, you know.
That's so, right.
That's right. With that said, so,
is
right
that
now,
time?
Black.
What you got?
It's, come on, you know it's that time.
Okay.
It's celebrity birthday time. Oh, yeah. We're going to kick off celebrity birthday week with actor LL Cool J. He's 45 years old this week. Rapper Pitbull, 32. The late and incredible Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would have been 84 years old this week, y'all. Yes, Martin Luther King Jr. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees, 34 years old. Actress Regina King, Drew Breesy. Actress Regina King is 42. Boxer Bernard Hopkins, 48. The late, beautiful, and talented singer and actress, Aaliyah. She would have been 34 years old this week, y'all.
Wow.
I miss her, her music, and her talent. Beautiful, beautiful young lady.
Yeah.
Beautiful, sultry, exotic singer, Sade, 53. Dancer, choreographer, and actress, Debbie Allen, 62. Boxer Roy Jones Jr., 43. The lovely, sweet actress, Betty White, 90 years old. The beautiful, smart, and sassy First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, 48, and just looking lovely as well. Comedian actor Jim Carrey, 50. You know what they say about this one? He floats like a butterfly, sings like a bee. Boxing champ Muhammad Ali, 70 years old.
Four.
NBA star Dwayne Wade, 30. Comedian, talk show host, and author Steve Harvey, 55. Brandy's little brother, Ray J, wait a minute, 31. Actor Kevin Costner, 57. Actor, comedian Sean Wayans is 41. And last but not least, we have the lovely actress Stacey Dash, who never sees the age, is 45 years old this week. So, to them, we say happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
yeah.
You know, it's killing me, you know, Betty White, you mm-hmm. know, she's, ooh, that girl.
I know.
She just keeps
and
rolling.
And just as feisty, and it's like, she ain't going nowhere no time soon.
Exactly, no time soon. I can't, you know,
she is holding it down. And, you know, she's still so very funny, and her, you know, her timing, her, oh, my goodness, I love her. How could you not love Betty White?
Yeah.
She's just a joy. I love her. Yeah. She's still got a career going, just as feisty as ever. She everywhere at 90 years old. Now, how crazy mm-hmm. is that?
Oh,
you can only dream, right?
Wait till the Super Bowl. You're going to see her on one of them commercials. You know that, right?
Come on, you know that. That's already been filmed.
She'll always get a spot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You know, Betty White. Give it up for Betty mm-hmm. White, y'all.
Give her a little something extra.
So what's up with you over there, Black? I saw earlier online you got a violation.
Yeah, I got a violation. This is going to be the first violation of 2013, so I'm just going to run mm-hmm. it down for you guys. So check it out. All right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know, but I do – I'm a professional IT professional, and where I work is Ivy League University. So here's how it went down. Somebody came up into one of our buildings, right, and
mm-hmm.
stole one of the PhD students' laptops. Took the laptop, right,
mm-hmm.
and then immediately an hour after he stole it, proceeded to register the laptop and post it on Craigslist. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So we figure out what's going on. So the first thing we did was we did a search on, you know, Craigslist, eBay, things like that, to kind of see, you know, if somebody was dumb enough to do it. And, of course, somebody
mm-hmm.
was. So got the cops involved. They set up a fake sting on the guy, and the guy got arrested. So the violation is, if you're going to steal something, a laptop, first of all, don't steal it, and then an hour later put it on Craigslist for somebody to buy. Don't put the same, don't put the address of the same town where you just stole it too. That's too obvious. If someone's looking
right.
for dumb as hell.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, you know, the guy, he in jail, and that's the violation for just being dumb as hell in 2013. Couldn't even get out the month. Couldn't even get out of January without getting arrested. You know what I mean?
It's funny and it's not funny. It's just funny because people, we just said it last week on the show.
Get
away with anything.
You know what I mean? Like, what the hell?
You can't get
away.
They do the dumbest stuff. And you're not going to get away with it. Why?
He in jail right now. He in jail right now. Like,
now, I don't do drugs, though. Just weed.
You know what I mean? Just locked up. Dumb as hell.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty dumb right there. Pretty dumb. You know what else I think is dumb?
What's that?
Well, I think it's dumb for him, but not her. Well, I don't even know if it's dumb. I'm just like, why? So, did you hear about Janet Jackson? She's getting married.
Yeah, I heard
about
that.
That, but
mm-hmm.
she's marrying a billionaire, right?
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. He doesn't want to get a prenup. He's a billionaire. He doesn't want a prenup. Now, mind you, Janet has her own money. I understand that. You know, she really don't have to, you know, get anything from him. She's worth about $100 million, I believe. So, yeah, she has her own money coming into it. But still, I think when you marry like that, you know, into money like that, I think some sort of contract, prenup, should be set up. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, I don't have $100 million, but if I was going to marry a billionaire and he wanted me to sign a prenup, give me the papers, I'll sign it. I know I'm gonna get something. You know what I mean? But I just think I don't understand why he wouldn't want to get a prenup. He must really, really, really be in love. Now, even though they don't have a prenup, though, they do have a contract that states if they ever divorce, Janet would walk away with $500 million.
I'm just saying. 5 times what she's worth right now.
You didn't hear what I said. She's going to walk away with $500 million.
I did.
Come on now. Give it up for Janet Jones. She know how to work it. I tell you.
Janet ain't got nothing left to work.
What was that? What'd you say?
She ain't got nothing left. She messing around. Janet Jackson.
She don't got nothing.
Hey, that man's family gonna come right after something go wrong with that contract.
Yeah, people were talking about that too. They was like, Speaking of that, did you hear? Don't ask me where. I don't remember where. I just kind of briefly saw it on the news. The man who won the lottery for $1 million, I believe. But before he actually got the money, somebody killed him. He was poisoned. They think somebody in his family, somebody close to him did it because they thought they were going to get the money.
See, that's a violation.
What the hell?
That's a violation for being too.
I can't even go in on that.
It's dumb.
Y'all can see my face right now.
Don't even need to.
I don't know what's wrong with people. This man dead for what? Like that, stupid. Why would anybody think they were going to get the money? That's what I want to know.
Because people crazy. And
Call us up, people. Talk to us, 646-478-3599. And I just want to say real quickly that we're happy to say that the 5-year-old girl who was missing from Philadelphia, I think her name is Nyla Robinson, she was found 4:30 this morning. So I'm happy to hear about that. She was taken from her school yesterday, and they didn't know who had took her, but they found her in a park this morning. Some men were walking past, and they heard her cries for help. And they found her crouched under a jungle gym wearing only a T-shirt. Crazy, right?
Yeah, that school going down.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And they got them on, you know, they see them on surveillance. You see them walking through the halls and everything. And, I mean, are they checking IDs? You know what I mean? How somebody just come in and say, she went in apparently and said, I want to sign my daughter. I want to take her for breakfast. First of all, who does that?
Yeah,
she didn't even
exactly.
Say, oh, there's a death. She didn't say, you know, there's, you know, something going on with the family. I need to take my daughter out right now or something like that. Oh, I want to sign her out for breakfast. Who says that? Who goes and signs their child out, a kindergartner, for breakfast? That's scary, man. That's scary. If you got little kids, man, it's scary. Because you just don't know who out there plotting to do what. But, you know, thank God, all glory to God that she has been found. I pray that this little girl hasn't been touched.
Right.
You know, in a sexual way, because they found her only T-shirt. So I'm praying so heavily on that. I haven't heard any more about it, so I'm still waiting, you know, to hear what's going on with that. But crazy world we living in, Black. Crazy, crazy world. You know? Yeah. You know, also what's crazy is I heard on the news yesterday on my way to work that India is off the hook right now. There's women in India being gang raped by bus drivers.
What?
Now, how crazy is that? Yes, yes. They were saying that the drivers are refusing to stop at the women's destinations, and they're driving the women to a remote area where they are joined by many other men who gang rape the women. One of the women died from her injuries.
What?
That's how bad it was. Yes, and even a 9-year-old girl was raped. What the hell is going on over there in India that they raping these women like that? Crazy world, crazy world, crazy world. You know? You better pray every day, people. Pray. Ask God for forgiveness and live as best you can.
Yeah, no comment on that.
I mean, you know, that turns my stomach anytime I hear something like that. That's a blatant violation. That's disgusting. But, you know, it's the world we live in. I think it's only going to get worse. That's why God is going to get rid of it real soon. So
time to reboot.
We need to prepare. It's time to reboot. You got that right. So we all need to reboot our spirits as well. You know
right.
what I mean? Yeah, so right now, before we get into some more music, Black, I want to give a shout-out to Dr. No. He said he's listening to my evil laugh tonight on the show on Twitter.
Uh-oh. You do got that sinister laugh.
Hey,
habit.
Dr. No. Thanks for listening to the show. We really, really appreciate you. Mm-mm-mm. My laugh is ridiculous. I can't help how I laugh, y'all. And just because
hey.
I'm undercover sinister, you can't hold me to that.
I need for people to call up. Make sure y'all call up, man, and tell us y'all that y'all vibing to this background music that's going on right now. Call us up. We just PD Radio just vibing right now. 646-478-3599. That's right.
That's right.
Woo.
Again, 646-478-3599. And as we wait for the calls to come flooding the studio, we're going to go into some more music. It's that time, Black. And what do we want to give to the people right now?
We got a little bit of...
We're going to hit them up with Sherelle. I didn't mean to turn you on. PD Radio.
That's right. PD Radio.
For unique, creative gifts for yourself or your loved ones? Well, Poetic Designs offers just that. Personalized pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, framed poetry, baked goods, and more. So check out the site at poeticdesigns.net. At poeticdesigns.net.
I've been thinking. know what it is.
Record called the New Jack Swing.
I don't know.
I wonder what it's all about.
My man, Bobby
y'all know about New Jack Swing.
Something about that song, man. I always start thinking
New
about
Jack
New Jack
City.
Swing. Yeah, always start.
Me no Brown.
Nobody know nothing. That's she just comes to my mind
yeah.
every time.
G-Money knows something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, G-Money knows something.
G-Money knows something. Sit your $5 heads down before I make change.
I'm
he was
saying.
Too cool. He was too cool with that rock, though.
Miss Petey, tell me this. If,
what's up,
if,
Black?
If Denzel Washington can get an Oscar for Training Day, why can't Wesley Snipes get one for New Jack City? Come on.
Man, we should do something. We should start something. Can he give him an honorary?
I think
an
we might
honorary
have
Oscar.
To. Well, I think I might have to give him an honorary Oscar.
Because he played the hell out of that role.
Nino Brown.
You can't take that from that man, Nino Brown.
That's
he
right.
was too damn cool. Come on now.
Miss Hawkins.
Out there passing out turkeys.
Hey, I want you guys to call up. We're gonna
remember Keisha though.
The Dunna Dunna man. I want y'all to call up and tell me what's your favorite Nino Brown line from New Jack City. Hit us up 646-478-3599. I need to know. Hit me up.
Keisha was too damn cool though. I loved her too. Keisha.
That poor grandpa. She mushed the hell out of him too. Right. Yeah, I know that's my
remember
movie.
At the wedding scene where they had the shootout?
Mm-hmm.
She was bad as hell. She had that gun, boom, boom, boom. It's like, go ahead, Keith.
That was a bad girl.
That was my girl. Yeah, that was a bad chick right there. Yeah, she played that too. They all did.
Yeah.
They all did, you know,
yeah.
a hell of a job with that. I mean, Chris Rock. Come on.
Hey. He's going to always
calling
be
Pookie. Calling me.
He's going to always be cracked up Pookie, no matter how big he gets.
Chris Rock, Ice-T.
Mario Van Peebles,
my boy Alan Payne.
Mm-hmm.
I got a picture with Alan Payne. I can't find it anywhere. I went to one of his plays, and me and my girlfriend got a picture with him. And I can't find that picture, and I'm pissed. But, yeah, that was my man right there. Who else was in it? Oh, Judd Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. That movie is crazy.
Asian cats in it. Russell Wong.
Now I got to watch the movie. Now I'm in
mm-hmm.
the mood to see New Jack City.
That's right. Got to call it.
That was that
TV.
Movie. Oh, we do? Okay, let's
board,
bring them
up
in.
A little bit.
Briefly.
Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, let's briefly bring them in. See what's
Petey
going
Radio,
on before I call them.
Who you calling from?
What's up? PD Radio. This is Infamous. What's
uh-oh.
Good?
Hey, Jess.
What's up? Miss PD and
uh-huh.
Mr. Black.
What's going
uh-huh.
on?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite
what's
New Jack City line?
I'm chilling. Okay, New Jack City, yes. If you don't have that in your archive, people, something wrong. You know what I mean? Go out there to
something
Walmart,
wrong.
go to, you know, Best Buy or whatever, go ahead and snatch that up because you have to have that next to, you know what I'm saying, all the other classics. But my favorite line
yes.
there, it's not even a favorite line, but you know what I'm saying? Remember when he was, Pookie was in there, you know what I mean, trapped up, you know what I mean, all tied up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Scotty, I'm about to die.
Yeah.
Man, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, that was crazy. That's a crazy point. When you think back on it, right, you just be like, wow, that was that movie right there.
Yeah. It would never be, you know, just like Scarface and all the
yeah.
other, like, you know, what's the other movie? Goodfellas and Casino.
That's
those
my
are
movie
classics
there.
Where they would never remake. You know what I mean? And
right.
You know, New Jack
right.
City, you know what I'm saying? You know, will never be done over again.
Yeah, you think about all the talent. All the talent
right.
they had in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, wow, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
You know, one of my favorites.
All right.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now hearing that song makes me ready to go watch it now. Like, I want to cut the show right now and just go watch it. That would be wrong, though, right?
You say you want to cut the show.
I want to cut the show.
Dang.
And go watch New Jack City.
Right.
Y'all, Miss PD, dude, she's trying to cut the show.
You can't cut the show.
I do what I want when I want to do it.
Because she's Miss PD.
That's how I do it. That's right.
Well, see, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to tell the listeners, you know what I'm saying, how many shots of Henny. Matter of fact, how many shots of Henny that takes this woman to get tipsy.
Don't do it.
But I'm not going to do that because I'm family, and you know what I'm saying? I know what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let another caller go ahead, you know what I'm saying, to do that. But I'm not going to call you out, Mr. PD.
But you know what? You could take a stab at it, but I won't say if you're right or you're wrong. I'm going to let you know when they listen. But go ahead and take a stab at it.
I say 10 plus.
Hey.
10 plus. I know it. You know what I mean? Can't have no Henny in the house on the weekend. No.
Listeners like, damn.
I know. They like, what the hell is going on over here?
Still perfectly fine.
What?
No swerve.
You're like, Miss Petey's drunk right now. Mm-hmm.
I know, right? She's a lush.
I'm not, y'all. I promise I'm not. Listeners know that, you know what I mean? If they have the Xbox and they on Xbox Live, they can go to Internet Explorer and type in PD Radio, you know what I mean, and go ahead and listen through the Xbox. So if you guys do have it, you know what I mean, you know, Xbox, you know, hit on the internet link and go ahead and enjoy PD Radio every Tuesday.
That's what I'm talking about.
You just taught me something new, okay. Hmm? See why we need Just Infamous?
Because
he's just infamous.
Yeah.
He giving it to us.
That's
all right.
Right.
Jess.
Yeah, I just want to give
right.
a big shout
Thank
out
you so
to
much.
If I can.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Okay, before I get off, I just want to give my big shout out to, first of all, Day One Productions, my man Jay Boog, legend, you know what I'm saying? Andy over there, you know what I'm saying? In Germany, you know what I mean? Holding it down for us, you know what I'm saying? Barrick Music, all of them over there. And also, I want to give a shout out to T Lamp, you know what I mean? The voice of Day One Productions, you know, my man South, Big Queen. And can't forget my man Smoke from the D, Detroit. Yes, the Motor City. So
I
just want to understand, say what's up to those people, you know what I mean? And I'm out. PD all
right.
day.
Thanks so much for
day.
Calling in. That's
no
right.
Doubt.
Tell them, Just. That's right. All right. Make sure you stay tuned in, Just, to hear our interview with our special guest tonight, iMega.
No problem.
All right.
My main
Thanks
man,
for calling
cut
in.
It.
Cutty Ring, that's my name. Just Cutty.
All right, Jess. All right, Black, at this time, I think we need to set it up for our guest who's going to be hitting us up in a few minutes. So I want to go into his song. I want to play his song, The One and the Same, actually, by iMega. He's our special guest tonight coming up on the show. So we're going to go into his song right now to set that up for him before he comes on. So let's give it to him, Black.
PD Radio.
Let's do it.
About
I think she suspects.
Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Whatever you drop gets picked up.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind should you slip up. If you don't do it, then she will.
She will.
We won't say it, but that's how we all feel. Yeah, my girlfriend, she takes care of the home.
Yeah.
Lays it down so I got no reason to roam, but it's ill too.
Good.
Cause it's something that I still do.
Yeah.
Leaving space on my side piece to fill too.
Feel
it's crazy, my girl good where I'm at. A good portfolio, them assets fat. And I can never lie to her. Chef game is great, plus she got a dark side to her. I get a text, so I check that. I'm having dinner with wife, and she catch that? Mistress on the other end, asking Mega which telly I'll be crushing in. I tell her, you choose, I'll be there soon. Just let me get some space to move, and I'll be tasting you. I'm just a man with a mistress. Before I left, let my lady shower me with kisses. Loves the cockpit like a pilot, her frame is sick. Not too skinny, not thick. Five bounce ass, and I love when she violate. Kawasaki, how she riding it. Gyrate to the nigga behind the desk, start hollering. Her lips make magic, grabs it, spit till she bags it, paper or plastic. And that ain't where it stopped. She wanted a 2012 orgasm, we came at the ball drop. In the middle of our passion, she asked me if she walked in right now, what would happen? Damn, such a question is mind blowing. The way I feel now, I would keep going. Maybe it was intentional, cause you wanna get into something unconventional. And that'll be the best of both, cause they two sides of the same coin. X and O, let's go. Except he was some sweats on the ass. She even dropped stick, get away when I need it. Wifey decapitated a nigga when I eat it. Wife likes the taste, she never wastes a drop. Mistress is cool with it, but prefers the top. If wifey on the bread, it's not going down. The mistress like fucker, put the red towel down. My wife like phone sex, mistress don't. She like, what's the point if I ain't feeling the struggle? So they both the dope, I can't choose either. Stepping out on both, but I can't hurt neither. Opposite yet the same, so I guess it's true. A nigga can have his cake and eat it too.
Right, y'all. That was the hot single from iMega. Man, that's
right.
Hot.
I know y'all that's were feeling hot. Them instruments, baby, because them joints just got that nice full sound to it. That whole thing is righteous.
That was crazy. I'm enjoying his voice, the lyrics, everything.
Yeah.
iMega. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, guys, iMega is our special guest of the night, and we have him on the line, and we're going to interview him tonight, so let's set him up, Black.
That's right.
PD exclusive.
This is a PD exclusive.
Woo!
All right, all right, all right, PD Radio. That's right. We have on the line right now, listeners, we have the extraordinary Mr. Omega on the line. Hello, Omega. Welcome to the show.
What's good? What's going on?
Hey, everything's lovely on this side. All lovely, all lovely.
Good to hear
great
from
to have you.
You
on tonight. Yeah.
Appreciate it, sir. That was a great intro y'all just gave me, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's
all
how
love.
We do here at PD Radio. That's right. We just played your single, One and the Same. Man, that song is crazy. I'm loving it, Omega. I love your voice. I just sing on voices. I'm big on voices. I love your voice. I love the lyrics. I love the music, the whole thing. I'm just over here vibing to a great song. I really love
it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've been told
good
I have a full sex voice, so I tried to channel that when I was doing that.
I hear that. Now, you are originally from Brooklyn, but I understand you have also been, you know, a resident of Virginia, Baltimore, and Maryland. Where are you currently calling home?
Home is Jersey City right now, 201. That's
all right,
home state right now.
Jersey City. I love that.
Right,
okay.
New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey, we here.
Oh, yeah. That's where PD Radio is, New Jersey. So,
okay.
Omega, you are an artist, a producer, MC, host, DJ, engineer, a man of many talents that, you know, you creatively bring them all together to form the man that is Omega. So
right.
This is truly a passion for you. You didn't just
absolutely.
One day in your adult life say, you know, you want to do music. And I understand that you wrote your first rhyme after looking at a Michael Jordan poster. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was 8 years old.
Can you tell us about that?
I was 8 years old, and
mm-hmm.
like any little kid in New York, I mean, you down with sports, you into basketball. I had this poster on my wall with Jordan going up for a dunk, and the title of it, the caption was "License to Jam."
Mm.
So from there, I wrote my first. I don't even know how many bars it was. Probably like my
mm-hmm.
first 8 bars when I was 8 years old, maybe. And from there, I've been writing ever since.
Wow. Can you remember the verse? Can you remember what you wrote at that time?
I absolutely remember the
really?
Verse.
Can you say it for me?
Uh-oh.
Are y'all going to be doing some video right now?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I got a license to jam. Don't sweat the technique because I'm better than Cam. You better get with the program. Because when I slams, I jams, I don't donkey. I hate Roger Rabbit. All he is a punky little monkey. I hate it when punks keep on stepping up. So what do I do? I keep on rejecting them. It's getting boring. So I start a song. A license to jam. I got a license. A license to jam. To me. Yeah, I had a hook and everything.
That's crazy. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you just, you know, did it for us on the spot. I love it even more.
Oh, I love that. Hell yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Now, Omega, I understand you. I'm sorry.
That's not on the airwaves right now. I'm going to take that back. Right,
that's man. Out. Hey, it's out. Can't take that back. Now, you did your first beat in the 8th grade. How that's crazy. Can you tell the listeners? Can you tell the listeners where you used to go to make your beats? I found that so interesting.
Radio Shack. I just always had a stand there. Like I used to always I was doing writing and then doing poetry and spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Like from the time I was 8, so by the time I was maybe 12, 13, 14 and up, I used to always be in stores and I would always be like a technology head. So every time we went somewhere, I would go to a Radio Shack. Ma, can I go to Radio Shack? And I would just look at
mm-hmm.
all the remote control cars, whatever was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I started
mm-hmm.
playing with the keyboards. And I don't know, just from playing keyboards and just learning how to play things by ear, I used to be in Radio
mm-hmm.
Shack. I figured out how to record on the keyboard at Radio Shack, and I started making beats in Radio Shack. I would do them, play them, and then I would leave. And leave my joint.
Wow.
And I turn the volume all the way up and just walk out the store. I see people like, what music is that? What song is that?
That's classic.
I love it, I love it, I love it, I love
oh, yeah.
it. That's crazy. That's crazy. Now, of all your talents, which one do you have the biggest passion for? You do so many things. Is it one thing that really stands out for you?
It changes. It varies. There are moments
okay.
where, you know, I'm really able to create at one thing and then other things are stagnated. You know, I found mm-hmm. that when my writing was flourishing, you know, when the words were coming, that the beats wouldn't be so, the production wouldn't be so, you know, so productive. And then if I was
okay.
making a lot of beats, then I, you know, I couldn't write as well because it's a different vein of creativity, you know, when you're DJing and when you're engineering and then when
right.
you're writing, it's all different veins of creativity. So they're not going to all be flowing at the same time.
Right.
Whatever is flowing at that time tends to be my favorite. Like right now, performing and writing is the big thing that's going on right now. Having just come up with a connoisseur and really promoting that and being on stage, that's what my passion is right now. But I'm about to get back in the studio, and that's, you know, that vein is probably going to change.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it just depends on what I'm doing at the moment. That tends to be whatever my favorite is at that time. Because I really can't pick one because it's all in me.
Right. Okay. Well, coming up, who were some of your musical influences, and are there any of today's artists that you vibe with?
It depends. Like, not a lot of today. Not a lot. Most of the people that are influential to me are people that I grew up listening to and spin off of that. Of course, you have the top five, Jay-Z, Nas, Biggie. I'm from Brooklyn, so, you know,
right.
you have to get back on time, in my personal opinion.
Okay.
And, you know, Snoop, that whole era, you know, Biggie coming up, Junior Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The golden era of hip-hop was this, you know, between like 96 to maybe 2099 is what I consider to be the golden era of hip-hop because there was a little bit of everything going on, East Coast, West Coast, and then even the South was coming up. I'm a big fan of Ludacris.
Yeah.
Lupe Fiasco. You know, I like T.I., you know,
right.
you know, I really like the core of what I base, you know, my creativity on that, that influences me on an everyday basis. Compared to modern times, I like Meek Mill, you know, I like his
uh-huh.
energy. I like the energy
okay.
that he brings to the game. I like the, a couple of, production wise, I like, you know, Timbaland, Dr. Dre, you know, so it just depends on, primarily it's old school. Or what could be considered old school now? The classics is
right.
what influences my music. And always being able to say something. Any music that has substance, I'm down with.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I feel you on that. I'm the same way. So, yeah. Now, the creativity was always there in you, obviously. And
right.
you released your first mixtape, Napoleon Complex, in 2011. And you have a follow-up release, The Connoisseur, which came out August of last year, 2012. What kind of response have you received with both projects?
The people love The Connoisseur. I found that when I did Napoleon Complex, Napoleon Complex was really, you know what, I'm actually going to do this because like, I was in school, you know, and I took a step back from actually making music and actually being, you know, out in the field doing it. I took a step back to actually finish school. And so when I kind of got my head above the books for a second, I did Napoleon Complex. And Napoleon Complex was just me getting things off my chest. It was like I haven't done this in a while. A lot of changes have happened, you know, in the last couple of years. So let me just get this off of my chest. And, you know, I chose Napoleon Complex as a title because the entire concept of a Napoleon Complex is based on a misconception about Napoleon. So
I like that.
I did that. You know, the misconception is that Napoleon wasn't short. He was average height for his time. So a real big misconception that he did so many great things because he was short to prove himself. So I did that based on the misconception, and it was kind of like a project for me. I did it. I put it online. And promoted a little bit. Got a good response from it. And I was working on the follow-up to Napoleon Complex, which was going to be on Napoleon Complex 2.
Right.
And then a lot of relationship material began to come out. I would just write about girls. girl, relationships, how I felt about things. And I was like, you know what? Let me follow this. And that's how the connoisseur came out.
And
the reception for the connoisseur has been great. People love it. They love what I'm saying. They relate to it. And that's really, you know, what I really like for people to do with that, to be able to relate to it and kind of get a different thought on relationships. And from that, a lot more people are now going back and downloading Napoleon Complex and like, wow, this is two different people. Like, Napoleon Complex is one mega, and then the connoisseur is another one.
Right.
You know, so a lot of people are now coming back and like, yo, we like this stuff. Napoleon Complex is great. And so both are being received well, though.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm going to have to go and check that out myself, the Napoleon Complex.
It's on the website, free download.
Okay. All right. We're going to put all your information up, too, on our PD Radio website, just so everybody knows where to go to get your music. So, yeah. Now, is your goal to remain independent and do things your own way, or are you looking for a major deal?
I think I'm looking to be independent. If a major would have approached me about doing any business with a major, then I would definitely consider it. I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to say no.
Right.
I'm not going to work for the man. But it'll have to be a deal where it benefits me more than it benefits them, because the way the industry is structured, it's not built for artists. It's built for the corporation.
Yeah.
And being independent,
I agree.
I have the freedom to be an artist. And not have to feel worried about, you know, will be a single for the radio, or how much money you gonna pay this DJ to play this song. It's like, you know, I like being independent. I like the freedom that comes with it. But if a major will approach me, which I'm sure they will eventually, it'll be a discussion that needs to be had.
Well, I think independent artists make the best music, because you're not, you know, like you said, you do it the way you want to do it. You put out the product that you want. And you're not worried about, you know, the exec saying, oh, you can't do this, or we need you to go this way, you know. And I think that makes the best music. And that's what I like, because, you know, what they got going on today, I can't get into it.
Right.
Not even a little bit. I just can't. So I think being independent is the way to go, you know. If they offer me something, you know, like you said, that's really worth it for you, then I say go for it. But, you know, I say keep going to where you're going.
Absolutely.
You know. Money coming in is your money. You know, you don't have to worry about nobody in your pockets, you know.
Right.
Doing all the craziness, it's all about you, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so keep going that way, I think. So you are currently the host of Let It Rock Showcase and Open Mic. You're still doing that?
The show is not going on anymore. We're working on getting it back up. You know, we're dealing with people, you know, business owners, and hip-hop especially. You know, it's really difficult to maintain a hip-hop show, because if you're not part of the hip-hop culture, you'll see it and you'll get an idea about it without a full understanding, because the hip-hop culture from the outside looking in, it looks very dangerous. It looks very aggressive. For those on the outside looking in, they don't see the love that hip-hop has for each other. And, you know, in the media, you really don't see the hip-hop, the love that hip-hop has within itself. So the Let It Rock is not happening currently right now, but we're working on getting that back.
Okay, all right.
That's what I'm talking
about. You got to let us know about that so we can come check it out
once you
get that back going. Now, what avenues do you go through to showcase yourself and get your talent across to the people?
Anything. I tell my PR, my management people, I tell them, listen, I'll perform anywhere. You let me know where the show is. You point a microphone in my face, and that microphone, you know, will be blown to pieces when I get done with it. Because
that's what I'm talking about.
As an artist, you know, I live to do this. I'm not selective about where I perform, as long as it's for the love of the art. And it's as long as people are receptive to what I'm doing. Currently, a show that I regularly do, which is taking place right here in Jersey City, is called the PM Jam Night. And I DJ there and I perform there, and it's primarily an Indian crowd.
Oh, really?
They love hip hop. So whenever I get on stage, the show is primarily acoustic. You know, the rockers out there, guitars, violinists, and all those sorts of musicians that come out. But when hip hop gets on stage and you get them involved with it, you show them, like, yo, this is realness and this is music too. It's your
mm-hmm.
So I'll perform anywhere. As long as you're not telling me I got to pay you $400 to perform on your show.
Right.
Then,
right.
You know, I'll pretty much be there.
Trying to get over.
I hear right. that. Now, that's a real artist right there. That's, you know. Okay. What's your ultimate goal, Omega, with everything you're doing? What will make you say you have reached the peak you wanted to reach, and what will satisfy your creative goal?
I don't think I'll ever be satisfied. I don't think
good answer.
That, you know, I mean, of course, you know, I want to reach a level of achievement. You know, I want to be able to consistently live off my art. I want to not have to do a show. I want to not have to make a beat. I want to not have to record a session, you know,
mm-hmm.
as far as finances goes. But as far as being at the peak of my career, I feel like I really can't reach a peak. I'm always going to be getting better. I'm always going to do more and grow and still be creative in new and different ways. I'll be a grandfather still writing rhymes with my grandkids.
I hear that.
That's right.
As it should be, because you know, once you become
right.
yeah, because once you become satisfied, you know, the art dies. Pretty
right,
much
absolutely.
The creativity dies. So you can never say you really reached that peak. So
right.
I wanted to hear what you had to say about that, and you came in just right.
Yep.
Great answer.
Okay.
So Black, you got something for Omega over there?
Oh yeah, I have two questions for my man right here. The one question, I just want to just kind of fall back on what you were saying about, you know, when Snoop, Dr. Dre, Nas, Big, and Jay, Pop, when that whole era, you know, it was crazy, like you said, when GMI being the whole and all that. Do you think that hip hop will come around full circle and come
Ooh.
Back to that style of rap at some point, or do you think it's going to just kind of wither away and then turn into this pop? I don't know what's going on with it now. It's almost like a, you know what I mean? Can you see it coming back? Can you see any MCs coming out that can help bring us back to that time?
I think hip-hop can go back to its essence. I think it can.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, let's say the last, well, since the 2000s, let's say from 2000 and on, hip-hop
right.
has been in a crazy transitional period.
Right.
It's like I think of hip hop as I think of a person. Hip hop is a child. It's a teenager. It's growing. And so right now, hip hop is just in a state where everything can make it. Everything can happen. Hip hop is in a state where it's just learning. Hip hop is kind of coming into itself. When you have guys like, you know, when Nas can drop another album like Life Is Good and it be a certified classic as if it was Illmatic again, it's like, yo, okay, we
right.
still got that in hip hop. But then
mm-hmm.
we got Trinidad James, who I don't know, can Trinidad James
right.
and then
mm-hmm.
make the impact that he has made, whether I like that impact or not, it is still an impact on hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
There is like a multifaceted input happening in hip hop right now.
Right.
I think what needs to happen for hip hop to kind of get back to actually saying something and becoming of substance, I think the old heads, the pioneers of hip hop, like Busta, like Nas, like Jay, like Dre, like, and even, you know, younger guys, Eminem, Ludacris, Lupe, all of the guys
right.
that kind of have staying in hip hop. Need to stop endorsing nonsense.
Just exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even.
Okay.
We can have a whole other show on that. I'm not even gonna go in. I'm not even going on that. Oh
that.
Man, we're gonna have to do that. If I can bring you back for a hip hop roundtable, that would be the bomb.
Let's
hey.
Go.
Well, you know, we want to do that show, Black, the Illuminati show. So that'd
yeah.
be a great show to bring
yeah,
them in
gonna,
on.
Oh, yeah.
okay.
And my last question, because I know a lot of the listeners want to know, as an MC, I want to know, and I always ask this question, when you had your first battle rap and you stomped on whoever you went up against, How did that make you feel? Like, tell me the feeling that you got when you just spit them bars and you ate them up, and you know, you knew like, I'm a bad man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a bad man. Hey, you know, like,
was
describe to people that feeling.
There's so many ways to describe it. It's like, well, first off, let me just, I'm glad you used the term MC. I really appreciate that because a lot of cats are out here calling themselves MCs and they're just rappers.
Right.
Yeah, there's so, a big difference.
Or they don't battle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I really appreciate mm-hmm. you using the term MC and speaking to me. I really appreciate that. But my first battle where I really ate somebody, I think I was in 10th or 11th grade.
Right.
And it wasn't a typical battle. It was more like, you know, we was freestyling and we were going back and forth, like this verse
right.
and verse.
Yeah.
And this battle went on for maybe 2.5 hours.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a bunch of us in school, supposed to be in class, but we all cut in class. And when the dude was like, "Yo, I don't have no verses left," and I still had more, it was like,
"Oh
like
man!"
A tattoo, like that good pain you get from a tattoo, and you want another one immediately,
right?
Or like you just ran a mile in PE and you finally get to the water fountain, it was like, "Yo, okay." It was a feeling of satisfaction, like, "Yo, I can really do this." Like, okay, well, I can do this now. All right, that's what I'm saying. It was a hunger that's created for when you win your first battle. Especially when it's a hard fought battle, like
hey, right, when you know you earned it. Right.
Right. That stripe was like, yeah. And me and the dude ended up being in a group later on. We
still had
a little rap group and you know what I mean, we still cool to this day. He's doing his own thing down in Virginia and I'm still doing my thing with him.
Right.
Oh. All right.
See, now that brings me to another question. You know, this is my last question. You know, based on what you said right there, you know, a lot of people, they say, okay, when you fight somebody physically, you kind of have an understanding of that person and you gain a certain level of respect for them. Do
right.
you find that's the same way when you battle somebody based on how they, you know, how they come at you and how you guys – you know, battle each other, do you either gain respect for that person or lose respect, you know what I mean, or is it just no holds barred or whatever?
Good question.
I put it like this. Like,
I know it's no holds barred, but, you know.
Absolutely. There are no holds barred. If we battle one, I'll talk about your mother, your kids.
Right.
Like, anybody. Like, whatever it's going to take for me to win, and you can do the same to me. I allow you that same access. Whatever you know about
right.
me, you can use against me. And it's not personal.
Mm.
It's,
right.
It's like when you're battling with somebody, there's a lot going on in play. Because, you know, it's one thing, you know, with the new age battles where the guys are preparing verses for months, weeks, or whatever the case may be. But
right.
when I was battling a lot, it was all over the top. You know, and if you were good, you could take writtens and match them up with freestyle.
Exactly.
And whatever the person was wearing, and you could start rapping about what is in the room around you or the atmosphere that you're in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring all that into it, and you actually see a person's intellect like that. Because you have to be a smart person to battle.
Yeah,
you have to be smart.
Definitely.
You have to be coordinated. You have to be lyrical. And if you can do all of that, and then you can still shake hands afterwards, you really get to see where a person is at. Because you
exactly.
have to match wits with that person. It's like, okay, they're on the same level that I am, or they're above me, and I need to raise my skills to meet them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah. Now, one last question I want to ask you. From your album, The Connoisseur, what is your, do you have a favorite song on there? One that's your baby?
What is my favorite song on? Facebook status is my favorite song on The Connoisseur.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
I'm not saying that because I know we're going to play it or we're not. That really is my favorite song. And I was upset at first because I didn't think it was the material for a single to be released, because I just didn't feel like it had the same star quality as the rest of the tracks, even though it's a great record. I didn't think Facebook Status had the same quality, like One and the Same or Have It All Stop. I didn't
think it
had the same quality.
Yeah, very clever.
Right, it's a very clever way you approached it. Was very, very clever. So,
yeah.
Definitely a hot track.
But at Facebook Status is personal, but like that came like I had an argument, and then I was like, I'm gonna do a song called Facebook Status.
Oh man.
And that's where it came from. So like, and then at the time Facebook Status is relevant right now because relationships are ending with Facebook Status and.
People
up on World Star Hip Hop because of Facebook Status. So like something that is so virtual and unreal.
Somebody get knocked out every week on World Star for that.
Yep. In my life, like,
oh man,
you mad if I said something on Facebook?
Right.
Okay, I'll out. All right.
Yeah, that Facebook getting a lot of people in trouble today.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Facebook Status is my baby. That's my
okay.
Baby. And I perform that one. I perform that one a lot more now.
Okay. All right. Do you have any words of experience that you would like to share with anyone listening right now that may want to follow in your footsteps? To those little youngins out there listening. They listening to Omega right now. They like your sound. They want to do what you do. What can you tell them right now?
Well, the first thing is I want to clear up a misconception that where people say that experience is the best teacher. I disagree with that. Somebody else's experience is the best teaching, because living on somebody else's experience, it prevents you from going through the same headaches and heartaches that they had. So,
but only if they listen.
Well, of course. Even if they didn't listen, your worst enemy can give you the greatest advice. A crackhead can give you great advice. Who better to tell you not to smoke crack than a crackhead that's still smoking crack?
Hey, I agree. But these people out here, they hard-headed. They got to learn for themselves.
Absolutely.
They don't want to listen to what you've already been through,
I've never been hard-headed. My father told me that when I was young. You don't have to be able to see the mistakes everybody else made, then it was a bad choice. You could just see the outcome of somebody else. And whether you want to follow my footsteps or anybody else's, just do it. There's nothing stopping you except you. All it takes is to change the thought process. If you think you can do it, as a man thinks, so is he.
All right. I like it. So, Omega, you have been an awesome guest tonight on the show. I'm so glad that we had you on. We really enjoyed talking to you. You're very intelligent. You're very creative. You're a good dude. So thank you so much for being on PD Radio tonight.
I appreciate it. We definitely have you back on.
Yeah, you got to do. You got to sit in on our roundtable.
Oh yeah.
Talk about the music business. You down for that?
Absolutely. You let me know when, and we'll make it happen.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, what I want you to do right now, Omega, before you sign off, I want you to set up your single because we're gonna play this. I want you to set up your single and tell the listeners about your song, Facebook Status. So go ahead.
Yo, what's good? You know what it is. I am Omega. Before we get into my single, make sure you check out my website, iamomega.com. You'll find out all about me, my music, my love, my pain, all of that. But right now, right here on PD Radio, we're going to get into my hottest new single, Facebook Status, off my latest album, Promisor. Also available on my website, iamomega.com. So sit back, kick your feet up, and check your Facebook status while you're listening to it.
I love it.
All right, Omega, we're going to go into your single right now, Facebook Status. We thank you again so much for calling into PD Radio. We look forward to having you back on the show again. And you always got a home here. Whenever you have, new music coming out, hit us up. We got you.
Absolutely.
We believe in what you're doing. All right, Omega, you have a good night. Thank you. All right.
We're going to drop that right about now.
Facebook Status.
This shit is just stupid as hell, man. Like,
normally just get that voicemail like that, man. Yeah.
You can have what you want, but you limit yourself to the thoughts of other women without men themselves. How she gonna tell you how to do you, but can't do she? Always talking about us, but she ain't got no weed. You read headlines, watch shows like Basketball Wives. Reading magazines like they the New York Times. Study trending topics, trying to be like them. They your role models, but them bitches ain't got no men. Why you got yours and treat him like he's absentee? Never listen, only concerned with the opinion of me. Desire to be reality TV baloney. Your heart's so invested, but it's also phony. Who told us how to be with each other and make it work? Whoever said a little bit of love didn't hurt? So you open up a heart to keep our minds so closed. I know there's peer pressure, but damn sure you grown. I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise, and then we fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
It could all be perfect if I heard you when you heard me. Instead of pushing my opinion on what you should be. It's like when I speak, you don't respond to the scene. Instead, you react to what you think I mean. And most times you're wrong, so here's a suggestion. Stop thinking that I'm always asking loaded questions. Be mad cause I don't know what you don't say. Well, I'm sorry, but my reader isn't on my resume. Your friends say that you shouldn't put up with me. She ain't tell you that she used to want to cut with me. They giving you advice, you got about your man. You ever stop and think that they don't know your man? I'm honest to a fault, I ain't even gotta try. But your response to that is, well, you know dudes lie. We open up our heart to keep our minds so close. I know you've been hurt, but damn sure it's wrong. I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise, and then you fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
Open to Facebook, with family and friends will come forward. Sophisticated women bleed bitterness and post. Post for the camera now, click, click. She caught it from an angle that ain't thick, thick. Try to put us in the touch, it's been a while. But we text so much, our voices out of sound. But when we communicate, the words get lost. And when lovers express themselves, it's brushed off. Get back to us instead of just doing me. Improperly exchange relationship currency. What you got, you might be the same to me. Or we just might express our emotions differently. This can be whatever you want to. What you expect from your mate should only come from you. Open your heart, never let your mind close. A relationship is ill, but damn sure if you've grown. I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise, and then you fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
Omega Facebook status.
Don't try to tell me y'all wasn't rocking off of that beat.
Single.
Come on now, don't tell me y'all wasn't rocking off of that beat. That clap was just like clap. I know y'all was chilling on that.
Yeah, I think he going somewhere with that one. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, there was something Facebook I forgot to do while Omega was online that we was kicking it real quick on Twitter, and I was asking about he had mentioned what his favorite New Jack City line was, so I almost forgot to play it for him, but I'm going to play it right now. Maybe he's still listening, so this is his favorite line.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
That was for you, Omega.
Call back there, man, if you're still listening, baby. You know I had to play that for you, so that's how we get down on PD Radio. Oh, man.
Hey. He was a great interview, you know, great dude. I really, really enjoyed talking with him tonight. I like what he had to say. You know, he knows exactly what it is, but you know, wait, hold up. But for him to bust out that his first rhyme, I'm done. I am done. Like, how many people could have done that?
Exactly.
And he had no hesitation. He just did it. You know, I love guests like that, you know. Don't hold back, just give it to us. He actually remembers the verse and he said it for us live on the air, you got to love it. Got to love it.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
You got to love it. Got to love it.
Big ups to Omega on that one. Great, 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 great interview. We definitely need to have. We have so many good guests on the show, Black, that want to come back to do our roundtable. So we're going to have some very interesting shows coming up.
That's what it's all
very,
about.
Very, very soon.
That's what it's all about. We're going to get back into some more music. You know, we want y'all to definitely get some more of the vibe of the music that we have in the playlist. But I just want to say, you know, listen, hit us up on the website, pdradio.site40.net. Leave a comment for iMega on the message board. Utilize that, and we will definitely make sure we put up all his information on the site. So we're going to keep it rolling. So what you want to play right now, Ms. PD? What you got?
You know we got to give them. We got the system. You are in my system.
And we're going to come back with you guys in a little bit, but let's ride.
Let's ride. That's Woo. Right, PD Radio. We are back. Looks like we have a caller that wants to chime in, so let's bring him in, Black.
Let's see what's going on. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? It's here, guys. I'm in a place. What's going on, people?
What's going on,
people? Yeah.
What's going on? How's
y'all?
Yes, yes. A happy 2013, you know what I'm saying?
Happy 2013.
Yeah,
thanks for calling
let's
in tonight.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
how's everybody
right.
doing?
Hey,
oh,
no
man.
Complaint. We living.
Yeah,
living.
I know, man.
No complaint.
I know. That
you
that
enjoying the show?
Right there. Oh, absolutely. The music is crazy. I only think of you on two occasions. I'm like, yo, stop it now. Stop it, y'all. Y'all doing too much over there.
Wait till you hear what we got coming up next. I'm about to get you.
Yeah. I'm staying tuned in. I'm staying tuned in. You better believe it.
Oh, thank you so much. We definitely appreciate your support, Eargasm. You're one of our biggest supporters. But while we got you on the line, you know, we had this little running thing going. We want to know if you can guess how many Henny shots it takes for me to actually get a buzz. I want to see if you can take a stab at it.
All right. I'm going to say two shots, you know, two shots between the wins. So I'm going to say about 2-3 shots and you good to go. I think you're a lightweight.
You're wrong, my friend. You're wrong.
Wow.
That was very, very high tolerance.
Wow, that's
and,
good.
No, that's water for me. Come on now. That's
what?
Water.
I smell Hennessy and I'm buzzed. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't do it at all.
Really?
No, I don't drink. I can't drink the alcohol. I don't have a tolerance to it for it at all. This is not me. I can't do it. But you know, shout out to everybody who you know get their drink on and can handle it because it ain't me.
Hey, at least you know some people don't know their limits and keep doing it anyway. Just out there crazy with it.
No, I know mine. They say you got to walk straight and master your high. I haven't mastered that, so I cannot walk straight. So I'm not going to even try to.
I hear
now,
that.
I got a question for you.
What's up? What's going on?
I got a little quick question for you. What's your favorite New Jack City line?
Well, that's easy right there. That's easy. It's probably the most popular line on there. Sit your $2 ass down before I make change. That was the line right there.
Line.
Yeah, that was the line right there. Like that right there. When I saw Wesley Snipes said, I was like, yo, this is Nino Brown for real, man. Like. You know what I'm saying? Props go out to Mario Van Peebles for writing that script because when he put that line in there, man, I was like, yo, this dude is serious right here. He ain't playing. But yeah, that was my line right there.
Okay.
I know with the all black on, he had the Rottweiler, you know.
Okay. He did the Martin thing, you know what I'm saying? Martin did it too, you know
what
I'm saying?
Bad.
You know?
Yeah, we're talking about all the characters in that movie. Just crazy when you think about all the people who was in it, right?
Oh,
crazy
yeah,
movie.
Man. Yeah, yeah, he had an all-star cast, man. The Gutter Man was in there. That's Radio
Raheem.
Right. He was
that
up in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got Michael Michelle up in there. You got Pretty Boy. Now, you know what? I have to change that to Christopher Wiggs. When he stabbed him in the head, so I never liked you, pretty mother effer. Like, that was my joint, too, right there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got to tell that pretty boy, like, yeah.
That was that line, too. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so because I was like, you know, because back in the days, you know what I'm saying, you know, the pretty light-skinned brothers, like, you know, Garfield from What You Call It, and you got Albie Shaw, you know, them brothers
were
getting no love.
Taking over.
None. You know what I'm saying?
So tell me, are the light-skinned men played out now, do you think?
Well, you know what? You
are
know
the
what?
Ladies
I'm
over it?
No, I'm going to say this right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with the dark skin, light skin thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I have a lot of brothers. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of friends. You know what I'm saying? They're pretty boys. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say, like, yeah, they out of style. Because, you know, we all remain black anyway. So, you know
That's
what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? We still wasn't getting no love back in the days. You know what I'm saying? If you wasn't no light in the paper bag, you wasn't getting on. You better believe that. I like that.
Oh, man, that's funny. I've never been about color. For me, it never matters. Some people hold on to that.
What's the color matter, Serena? I'm saying I don't want no cream in my coffee, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't do cream
really?
In my coffee thing.
You don't
do
cream?
No way. That's my
I'm the type, though. I just like what I like. I don't have a preference. You will never hear me say I only like light skin or dark skin. If I like you, I like you. Point blank, period. No matter what. I got you,
but you know what I'm saying? Like, my grandma used to tell me they the salt of the earth. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to take that to heat, you know what I mean? So, you know. But then because she old school, you know, she's old school. So, it was a little different in her time, you know. But it's not my thing. But the brothers who with it, yo, you know, more props to them. I just learned from
right.
OJ and things like that. I ain't doing it.
I hear that. All right, Eric Gasm, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We're going to get back into the music. I'm about to hit you with a little something. You know what I'm going to hit you with, Eric Gasm? Did I say orgasm the first time? Whoa, easy. Talk to a black. Black can't control me.
You know what I'm saying? Don't make me have to bring out, you know what I'm saying? Don't make me have to bring out the Hercules on you. Hercules.
Oh, man.
I know. Okay, now.
Oh, goodness. I am a mess. So, Eargasm, what we gonna play for you right now is your girl, Miss Janet Jackson, from Back in the Day.
Which one?
The Principal. What you know about that? What you know about the Pleasure Principal?
Oh, well, you
how
know
how she used to get down with the chair and the
Can I say one thing? I know we're a family show, but I'm gonna say that's the first time I started looking at booty when I seen that right there. You know what I'm saying?
she gave a lot of it in that video. She gave lots. As a woman, I was looking at. I was like, all right, Janet.
Don't get it, Miss Jackson. If you're nasty, Miss Jackson. If you're nasty, girl.
That's right, nasty.
Yeah.
Stop. All right, we're going to get into Janet Jackson, the Pleasure Principal. Thanks for calling in, Eargasm.
Thank you. You know, y'all have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Black, you know what I'm saying? Y'all do your thing, and you know, I'll be tuning in.
Oh, you know it. Thank
all
you
right,
so
man.
Much.
Stay,
thank
stay
you.
Up, baby. No
all
doubt. Y'all be
all
safe
right.
now. All right.
PD Radio.
Feel this.
Let's go.
Yeah. Feel this.
Super.
Yeah. Feel this. Yeah. Feel this.
This for my niggas out there. Bills on top of bills, dude. Throw your hands in the air.
Feel this.
Look, I just got paid, that don't mean shit. Got a table full of bills, look, you gotta see this. You got a Sprint bill, cable bill, car, no why. Rent do shit, the rent too damn high. Water bill, heat bill, they send them for a cheap thrill. Disconnection notice it, I ain't even noticed it. My bills got bills, and I got chills. I thought I was getting new LeBron, I was wrong. I can't, so I won't, rather have my lights on and my internet so I can see 50 tight songs. And I gotta see Charlie Sheen, act a damn fool. Gotta shop online, think I wanna buy pool. Cool, man, fast ball is sprint. They ain't get the pass due amount as a hit. Dial 611 and wait till it runs. And lift the blunt, I'm rolling. Now it has begun.
I can call these things, man. Fuck that.
Thank you for calling Sprint.
What the fuck?
To speak to a live representative,
I just want
to
speak to a fucking
press
9.
To tie your shoes, press 8.
Jesus Christ. Oh, wait. Here you go. Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's me. No need to verify shit.
Will you stop cursing?
I'm keeping the pennies I get. Y'all got fees for having fees,
okay.
So I'm grabbing these nuts.
Sir.
Where the supervisor at?
Liza?
Where Liza at?
Sir.
And why you still there? Why everybody there? Slumdog millionaire.
I don't care.
Look. I don't understand what you say when I ask you about my bills, so I ain't paying shit on Clinton Hill.
Chill.
Shit, you don't know how I feel.
Sir, Rob calm down,
pay
sir.
Ball, pay them, pay y'all.
Okay.
Now, what if I get fired or if I get laid off? You gonna take away my service and you wonder why I'm nervous?
Look, sir, look, I understand your plight.
Right.
The story sound alright, but we don't care about your lights. You want to talk, want to text?
Hell yeah.
Keep getting checks. If you don't, you
what?
Be a letter sending looking ass nigga. Matter of fact, I shut you off on GP. Got a problem, see me.
Yeah,
I'm
shit.
In apartment 3D.
But
for now, you violated, and that ain't right.
Violated.
So thank you for coming now. God bless you.
Wait, don't cut me off.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
PD Radio.
I love that song.
That song
is crazy.
I know. Great song to close out the show out with. That was Bills by the Boss Man and Six Man Radio. That's the Nicholas Cage. That's that song right there. So, Mr. Black, we pulled off another good show. I feel so good about it.
That's right.
Shout out to our awesome guest tonight. Imega, and shout out to his people, Martin, who set it all up. Thank you so very much, and I enjoyed myself tonight. What about you, Black? You enjoy yourself tonight?
Ball. I had a great time tonight. Always great meeting new artists, inspiring artists. It was a great night, definitely.
That's what it's about, you know, and that's what PD Radio is here for. We want to get to the people that's really serious about their craft, and it's not just music. Any creative gift that you have, we want to shine a spotlight on you, you know, if you're truly passionate about what it is you do.
You know.
So, PD Radio, we just want to bring you the best of the best of the best. That's what we do.
That's right.
So, I want to just take this time to just say thank you to everyone who listened tonight, everyone who goes back to check out the archives. We appreciate that. We see what you're doing. Thank you so very, very much. We can't keep going without you, so we recognize where our bread is buttered, so we thank you all so very, very much for tuning in every week. And don't forget, go to our website, pdradio.site40.net, and right from there, you can click on all our past shows, so you have no excuse for ever missing a show. If you can't catch us live, go back and catch us in the archive. Every
That's
show
right.
is available to you. And shout out to Black for setting up that amazing website. Thank you so much, Black.
Why, thank you, darling. Thank you. And on that
welcome.
Note, I think we need an encore real quick.
All right.
Status. So let's get into that.
Let's do it. All right.
And we'll check you guys
PD Radio.
Next week, baby. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
Next week.
Stupid as hell, man. I really just get that voicemail like that, man. Yeah.
You can have what you want,
right?
but you limit yourself to the thoughts of other women without men themselves. How she gonna tell you how to do you, but can't do she? Always talking about us, but she ain't got no we. You read headlines, watch shows like Basketball Wives, reading magazines like they the New York Times. Study trending topics, trying to be like them. They your role models, but them bitches ain't got no men. Why you got yours and treating like he's absentee? Never listen, only concerned with the opinion of me. Desire to be reality TV baloney. Your heart's so invested, but it's all so phony. Who told us how to be with each other and make it work? Whoever said a little bit of love didn't hurt? So you open up a heart to keep our minds so closed. I know there's peer pressure, but damn sure you grown. I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's
PD Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.